Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning edition of the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to interview Miss Dion, also known as Virtuous. We're going to interview her on the Love of Jesus Ministry. Then after which, I'm going to give you an announcement, and I'm going to bid you a great, prosperous day. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. And we thank you for just the advance success that we're going to have today, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would this ministry be something that you're pleased with, Lord? And we ask that you bless each guest who come on the ministry and bless each and everything they're doing, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And good morning again. I would like to thank God, my family and friends, for supporting the Love of Jesus Ministry through listening. And on today, we have a very special guest. This particular guest, stage name is Virtuous, which I thought was very interesting, and it's a great name. She was born in the state of Pennsylvania. She took lessons in violin, the flute, and piano, so she's multi-talented. She has 2 years of settlement music school. She played several roles in the school plays. She also made monologues and wrote poems for her class on Fridays during curriculum class talents. And she's just a talented young lady. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Dion, also known as Virtuous. Are you on the line this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions concerning your music career, and I have a few about your poetry, too. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 38. I'm from Philadelphia. Obviously, I'm a Christian. I've been walking with Christ now for a little over 12 years. Well, really all my life. I just didn't know it, but as far as my recognition, over 12 years, I've been baptized. I have been rebaptized. I do nursing. As far as nurse aid is concerned, medical assistant, I did medical records. I did all kinds of medical jobs. Acting is my passion, though. It left me some time ago as when I was young. I had a friend. Well, I still got a friend, real close friend, and I don't know if anyone knows him, but his name is Chad Shepherd. He played in several roles at Set It Off, Monique, played in different things, and had a very good friend, and he went into that. We went to elementary school together, and somehow I got turned away I don't know, from the entertainment. And I prayed about 5 years ago, and I asked God to lead me actually to a ministry and career. I'm thinking it was my career that he led me to, but yes, he told me it was a ministry once I got the answer back. So I had ran back into Mr. Shepherd after not hearing from him in such a long time, but that was the door back to entertainment. Through him, I started meeting other people through web services, like social media. And from social media, I started getting connections with different people. And it clicked. Wait, yo, you prayed about something. And that's when it just started for me, like one thing with another. I was doing promotions for several people, promoting plays. I'd have been to Chicago, Atlanta, New York, just around, just doing, you know, with certain artists, with, you know, certain artists is doing, you know, their music as far as plays is concerned. And it just, with me, it was like, okay, something started waking up. And I always found myself still acting out different movies, like Coming to America and Color Purple. Mm-hmm. Color Purple, I love Color Purple. And just like, I just go into character without question. Like, people always thought I was funny, but really, it's not that I'm funny. It's like I just go into character without knowing. So I realized that's my passion. So I said, let me go and, you know, freshen up and take some classes. So that's what I did as far as acting is concerned. And it's just my passion. I just do it all the time. Not even just about getting on stage or in film, which I would love to do more of, but it's just that's something I just do naturally.
Right. Oh, wow. That is impressive. Because it's good to be natural, because that's your real gift. When you can do it naturally, you know that's your real gift. Okay.
Just so, like last week, let me ask, I was...
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, just like last week, I was at work, and a girl said to me, she was like, you know, you're such an actress, because something I did, it just came out. It wasn't even about work. We were just lollygagging. A lot of times people say, are you serious? And I'm like, oh, no, I was just playing. Like, I actually went into character without notice. But I love doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So you kind of told us how you got into acting and things of that nature. How long have you been an actress, and how did you get started, like, with your first gig?
Oh, well, like I said, I went around with different artists, and like my actual first was my church play, and the second is I played a police officer just last year. As far as how long I've been doing it now, for about maybe a year and a half, 2 years. Really my church play, but as far as I did a police officer, I played a boy police officer and called Jenna Remembers. It hasn't come out yet, but it's on its way out sometime this year. And I played a role as a police officer. And it came across, like I said, with social media connections. I met up with certain people. We met up at Starbucks, local Starbucks, had conversations. So it was like, send me from one. I went on an audition, and from one audition to the next, you know, just like really networking.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are you working on any current projects?
At this moment, yeah, I'm writing a book. Mm-hmm. I'm writing a book, which the book will be titled The Life I Loved in a Rearview Mirror.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm actually writing it, and I just started writing it maybe about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would the gist of this book be poetry or acting? Or?
Yeah, the book I wanted to turn into a film.
Mm-hmm.
but it's not like so much of everything that I'm going to write is actually real life experiences, just fabricated a little bit more. It's like everything
oh, okay.
is based on a true story, right?
Mhm. Okay, that's creative. Great. Now, what has been your biggest achievement in acting?
My biggest achievement?
Mm-hmm.
I can say, what should I say? It's actually just playing out the role.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always amaze people when everything is done. They the first thing you know, somebody give you a high five and say, you nailed it. That's it right there. So, like, just playing out the role.
Great. Okay. What are some tips that you would tell anyone about being a successful actress or actor?
It has to be a passion. You have to want to do it, and don't look for a dollar sign every time, because if you're looking for a dollar sign, then you're going to be disappointed a whole lot. It has to be your passion, and find out, some people are staple actors. Some people have, like, they play the role of mothers all the time. They play the role of students. They play the role of teenagers. You know, like in my case, I play varies of roles. So with that being said, you find out where you lie at, like what's dormant in you. That's where you know you're best at. If for who wants to be an actor or actress, that's where you know your best roles will be played at for what you go forth with the most.
Okay, great answer, great. Okay, tell us a little bit of, I know it depends on your talent and things like that, but what do you believe is the average amount of time before an actor or actress gets picked up by a major company?
There's really no time frame, but it can take anywhere from maybe 1 year, 5 years, 7 years, it depends on you getting put out there. It depends on who spots you first. Some people get into it today, and in a matter of 3 months, they might get noticed. And some people get in today, and they might not get noticed in 10 years. So it's all about how much you put out there. Like, it's like you get out what you get out of what you put in.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about your poetry and how you started writing poetry and what you've done with your poetry.
I started writing poetry. I was little. I started writing poetry. It just, it comes natural. That also comes natural. I have to, you know, think on it a little bit now, like a little older. But my brain just works immediately. Like, I can just, it's almost like a rapper, like how they can just rap without sitting down writing. And my poetry comes like that. And I started as a kid. And I had a teacher once, and she used to have a Friday talent for children. And we used to always stand up in front of the class and do different things. And one of the things that I would do was always write poetry, besides throwing out a little acting part. I would always write poetry, and people would have me, like, she would give us homework assignments. Sometimes it might regard some poetry. And actually, they would be like, I'll pay you, you know, to write me a poem. And I started writing poems for everybody. And it was just, like, in deep thought, just at home. And if I see something, like, I can see something, like, I would say it rained and a rainbow came out. Something about a rainbow that made me want to write a poem about a rainbow. Or something about the blue water when I went, you know, near the lake. It's just like, it just something about it just wakes up in me. It's like poetry. And it's like a symbol, it symbols like love to me as well.
Oh, wow.
Because my poetry was always like sweet and enduring, you know?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
That's, and I still do it from time to time now, like poetry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Now, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners that hasn't been shared in the interview?
I just say seek God first before doing anything. And that's actually biblical, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just go with that. Don't force anything. Just go with it. Sometimes it seems like when things are not working, or maybe this ain't for me. It really may be just that God has his timing. So just keep going forth with it. You will know if it's for you or not. Just like I never thought of going back into entertainment. I was always in the medical field. But by me praying and seeking God first, I got led back to a celebrity that was a great friend of mine, and they opened the door. And I had no idea that was coming. But because I seek ye God first, it did something different in my life. And it's like I have such passion for it. It's like I want everything like right now. I want to eat it like right now. But in God's timing, he has his timing. He had a timing to prepare you. He had a time to mold you. He has a time to get you ready for who you need to meet. It's just like he's not going to give you a blessing for you to mess it up. Because when he gives you something, it's the key. So basically, when he prepares you, he takes you through the little trickles and the trials and the little people before he takes you to the big people. So all that is just training. But whatever it is, it doesn't have to be acting. It doesn't have to be singing. It doesn't have to be entertainment. It can be if you just want to be a painter, or if you just want to be a salesperson. Whatever it is, seek God first and allow him to lead you.
That's right. And you said something very important about seeking God, and that we are in God's time, because each of us all have a season. And so there is a time and place for each and everything that we do. When we continue to walk into the will of God, we continue to discover what the Lord has for us. So I really appreciate that encouraging word early this morning. And once again, Ms. Dion, I thank you so much for coming on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. May God continue to bless all of your endeavors, and may God continue to just help you along the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And same here. I give my love back to you guys and blessing as well. And thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
pleasure.
You. And we have, surprisingly, we have several callers who are still on the line. If you have something to say, you can say it at this time, or you can just listen.
Okay, that's fine. I can listen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, and may God bless you here.
Same to you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Dion, and she indicated that she, her poetry and her acting comes natural. That's a natural gift for God. And when we're in the will of God, things do come natural and easy unto us. And Ms. Dion, one more thing before I go into my announcements. Do you have any contact information in case someone wanted you to speak, or I'm not sure what type of services you have, you know, with the acting, but do you have any contact information that you'd like to share?
Yeah, you can contact me at Facebook, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Virtuous Safe. True Virtuous on Instagram. I think I'm True Virtuous also on Twitter, and Virtuous Dion on Facebook. Email.
Okay.
I'm at Keisha Finkley, KeishaFinkley AOL.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry?
Listen to me.
Okay, that was, I have no idea what that was. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA. LOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, poets, writers, please be sure to Facebook Al Freda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to put them on one line, pray for all of them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Be sure to take out your calendars and mark the second Saturday in June, as we will have a talent show. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, continue to just stay strong in the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, and continue to do well. I thank you each for joining and tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and continue to have a blessed and prosperous. We would once again like to thank Ms. Virtuous for coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry, and be sure to join us on Saturday, as we will have one of Tyler Perry's actresses who will come on, Ms. Angela Robinson. She will come on and she will tell us about her acting career as well. So without further ado, someone asks you what that big beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lifts Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.